If you'd like to enjoy Wake Me Up completely ad-free and get access to exclusive bonus content, check out the link in the show notes for the Wake Me Up premium feed. Hey there, welcome to Wake Me Up. I'm your host, Tyler, and I'm so thrilled that you're here today. It's always a blessing to have you with me. We're going to kick off a really fantastic day today, I just know it, because we're going to talk about removing distractions so that you can feel better every day and get closer to achieving your goals. In the age of digital distraction, focus can feel like a really difficult task, but it only takes a few simple mindset tweaks to change your brain for the better. Implementing healthy habits and boundaries around common distractions can make a significant difference in how you go about your daily tasks. After this episode, I know that you'll be ready to take on the day distraction-free. But before we dive in, just pause for one moment. Take a deep breath in for 1, 2, 3. Hold it at the top. And exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let it all go. Once more, just try to focus on this breath while you're doing it. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, hold. And exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let it all go now. Now, I'm wondering if you were able to stay focused on those two breaths the whole time you did them. That's really only about 20 seconds or so. But whether you did or you didn't, focus is something that we all struggle with at times, and I'm no different. We have a wealth of distractions in our lives. So go ahead and go about your morning routine. And while you do, let's dive into this topic of focus and how we can remove unwanted distractions from our lives. When it comes down to it, focus is truly a superpower. It's what allows us to accomplish tasks, reach our goals, and fulfill our dreams. As most of us know, it just feels better when we're focused and when we're in the zone. It feels amazing when you get to check a task off your to-do list, and you are able to do it with both passion and full awareness. But here's where it gets difficult. Two Harvard psychologists found that our minds are hardwired for distraction. Their research shows that we spend almost 47% of our waking hours in a wandering state of mind. And I recognize that not all distraction is bad distraction. A lot of our really wonderful ideas come when our mind is wandering. But we also need times of directed productivity. So how can we achieve this balance? Well, given that our minds naturally wander, technology certainly doesn't always help. Perhaps our natural tendency towards distraction is the reason that the internet is so appealing to us and why short-form content has taken over the digital world. We all know how hard it can be to concentrate on a task with the presence of a smartphone right in front of us. Research has found that simply having your phone near you while trying to complete a task makes it more difficult to focus. Just having it in your eyesight is a problem. And according to one study, it can take 23 minutes to refocus after checking your phone just one time. So think about the amount of time you spend on your phone, scrolling social media, or simply checking your emails for work or reading the news. Considering all of this, we have to get some practices in place to minimize these distractions. And one great tool is to commit to only checking your phone or apps a certain number of times per day and at a specific time. For example, maybe you just check your emails once in the morning, once at midday, and once at night. Or maybe you just check for urgent communications once an hour and you respond to everything once or twice a day. I know this is easier said than done, but with a little commitment, something like this can completely change your life by giving you back your innate clarity and focus, and most importantly, your time. To strengthen our attention spans, we've got to practice being more mindful and present with our day-to-day tasks. For example, we can practice eating in silence without looking at a screen. It may be uncomfortable, but the more we bring presence into our daily tasks, the more space we give our minds to be focused, and the better we get at what we're doing. And our environment plays a big role in how we feel and think. So cleanliness and organization are a few of the first things we need to address if we're going to make lifestyle changes to encourage better focus. Another great thing is starting with a mindful morning routine, just to get yourself in a focused mindset. So I should add that I'm super proud of you for being here and choosing that mindful morning routine with Wake Me Up. When we make space for clarity and focus in our lives, it becomes effortless. And focus is like a muscle. If you intentionally work on it with consistency, the same way you might work on your body at the gym, without a doubt, that hard work will pay off and your focus will improve. No matter who you are, you have the ability to harness your inner superpower of focus. Remember, you can do anything, but you can't do everything. Nobody can do everything. You have to choose what you put your time and effort into, and that's what's hard about life. We can't have it all, unfortunately. And that's what makes focus so radically important. To reach new levels, start by simplifying and prioritizing what really matters to you. Once you get really clear on your priorities, take actionable steps to accomplish those things. And don't let shiny objects like technology or whatever your peers are doing cause any distractions. Every moment you give to an unwanted distraction is a moment you give up control of your life. Instead, set boundaries and be in the driver's seat. With focused attention and clarity of purpose, you can do anything you want in this world. In fact, the world becomes a better place when you are free of distractions. The world needs your unique skills and energy. You have something special to offer. And you don't have to be perfect about focus either. Set some times specifically for distraction. It's okay to live a little and enjoy a few moments of scrolling. And many times, it's when our mind is wandering that we're able to solve problems that we've been stumped by. My friends, you have the power to set yourself up for success every single day. So commit to bringing your plans into fruition by staying focused and taking action on them. Remember, you are just as capable as every other person. The only thing that sets apart those who accomplish their goals is knowing how to remain focused for the long term. You can do that, and you will do that if you put focus into practice. Well, that's all for now. A reminder that I'll be launching a focus course this month. It will feature information about focus, how to use mindfulness and meditation to improve your focus, and the core of it will be a series of meditations that will actually improve your focus over the course of just a couple weeks. If you're interested in signing up and getting a discount, then follow the link in the show notes to fill out the form and show your interest. Also, everyone who is a premium supporter of Wake Me Up will get a further discount on top of that. So if you're interested, now's a great time to sign up for Wake Me Up Premium. Thanks so much for listening today. Go out, stay focused on your dreams, and have an absolutely fantastic day.